God, or the living God. The waters show my soul longest out for you. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee as the deer, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone does my spirit yield. You are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. You alone does my spirit yield. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee, and I long to worship thee, and I long to worship thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Oh, hallelujah, to worship thee, oh, my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord. Say, I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I lift my voice, oh Lord, to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, I love you, hallelujah. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice, oh, your hallelujah, to worship you, oh, my soul, hallelujah. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, oh Lord, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, oh, hallelujah, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh, Lord, hallelujah, we exalt thee, we exalt We exalt thee, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greta, Greta, are you there? Greta, are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, good morning once again. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. We welcome each and every one of you to the TMC call on today. We have tagged this day, trust and obey the Lord Tuesday. Have an awesome day, each and every one of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you this day that you have made. Father, we thank you for who you are. God, we lift your name on high. Father, there is no other name but the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that men shall be saved. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are a strong tower for each and every one of us, that we can run in and be safe. We thank you that there's safety in your arms. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, Father. We know that there's power in the blood of Jesus, the blood that never loses its power. Father, we plead the blood over everyone on the TMC call on today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for Psalmist Robin, God, for she has ushered in your presence on today, Father God, and as she pour out and sing melodies unto you, Father, pour back into her cup and allow it to overflow. Father, we lift up the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Pacola, and the TMC staff right now, God, and ask, God, that you continually, Father, move by your spirit upon each and every one of us, oh, Father God. Lord, allow, Father God, your windows of heaven to be open over us, oh, Father God. Dance over us. Sing over us, oh, God. Allow your breaker anointing, God, to be in our life like never before, Father. Every caller that calls in, God, Lord, allow them to be blessed each and every day, Father. Lord, let their needs be met, Father God. We thank you on today, Father, that you are a faithful God, and we trust you and obey you, Father God. Father, we don't harden our heart, God, but, Father, we tune in, Father, for what the Spirit is saying to our church, Father. We thank you, Father, for the speaker on today. So, Father, we ask, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God, that your anointing, Father God, flows from the inside out, God, and that the rivers of living water flow out of her belly, Father God. Lord, give us an ear to hear, Father God, what the speaker is saying on today. We thank you for artist's life, Father, in its entirety, Father God, that your mighty hand and your outstretched arm continually, Father, each and every day, be on this company, be on your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Be on the products, God. We speak it to be effective. We speak increase. We speak life like never before. In Jesus' name, we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Prayer General. You can take it away. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for ushering us in with that powerful prayer as well. And thank you, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you in praise and worship this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We truly will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you again, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And I tell you, it seems like the people are ready to hear what the Spirit has for them this morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, standing on God's Word. Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we do have our mission, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers every day as they begin their day. And guess what? We have had people that came and gave their lives to the Lord as well. And we're so grateful and thankful that God is using this platform such as that, this. Now, we have a website you can go to. It's themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And that's according to Mark 16:15-20. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, and we have many coming in. We're so thankful for them. So you can be a greeter. You can host. You can share a word from that comes from the Lord. You may even want to sing it as unto the Lord. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, also, many may say, you know, this is an awesome platform. How did you guys start? Well, it started over 11 years ago where some of us were a part of the Artists International family, and some of us still are. It is Artist Life now where we have the awesome products, health and wellness products. You can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you. And also, we have a call every Monday through Friday right after this call where you can find more information and get more information about these awesome products that we have. And it is the Morning Motivational Call. That number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. And today is Presidential Tuesday, so you'll get some information on the business side of the Artist Life. And again, that PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And again, today is Presidential Tuesday. Well, what I'm going to do, I'll share other information with you later, but we have an amazing lady who loves the Lord with all her heart. She loves to serve the Lord with gladness. She is a woman of God who we call Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. She is out of the Bronx, New York. She has served in the political world since 2005, and she has served as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. She has served her community so well that they're trying to get her back, okay? But she doesn't stop serving, and they know that. And she is a woman who has served. She's an active member of the NAACP. She serves in her church, again, around her building. And she loves people as well as loving the Lord and his people. She serves here on the Master's Call diligently. She is a woman of God who loves life, and you can hear it in her voice, because she's a joyful lady, and she'll always say something about having the joy of the Lord each and every day. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, this phenomenal young lady out of the Bronx, New York, none other than Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you, Minister Terrell. We thank you for that awesome introduction, but I'd like to pay you later. But anyway, good morning, Master Call family, friends, and guests. This is a joyful morning. I am so glad to be here amongst the living, and they give God all the glory this morning. Without he would woke me up this morning, so I'm giving him all the glory this morning. I thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that awesome introduction. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for agreeing and with us with that powerful prayer, Trust and Obey Tuesday. Trust and Obey. Thank you, Minister Robinson, for the praise and worship. We need that in the morning. It just gets us, our spirit working, and it just gives you a whole different outlook on life and coming forward this morning. I am honored this morning to be a part of this Master's Call, and I tell you, I have two amazing co-founders that ejected me out of the nest as though I was like a friend, but God took the fear out of me, and now I am so grateful this morning for Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford and Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts for sharing with us all for 11-plus years this Master's Call. It's been wonderful. This has been a journey, but I tell you one thing, I wouldn't take it for nothing. I'll do it all over again. I'm thankful this morning. Hallelujah. I praise God for the DS De Leon family for sharing Artist Life with us, connecting us all worldwide. And we also got to thank that staff. Hallelujah. They certainly make sure my product is in my home. And I just want to say, last time I shared with you was the subject, call on God. Well, like we do, I do have to call on God because things are coming at me left and right and center. But I got to stay focused. I got to stay focused. I bought this sign, stay focused. Every time I had to look up at it, stay focused. Cynthia Clark, stay focused. And I'm coming from Psalms 25:4-5. And the subject today is pray. Pray for God's guidance. That's why I have to pray for God's guidance. As she shared with you a few minutes ago, yes, I served, and they're coming back at me again. I got to pray, as they say. Pray. Reverend Holmes said pray. Dr. Vanessa said pray. Dr. Adams said pray. I tell you, it's coming from all sides here with the pastors, so I have to pray for this, for guidance of this time. I truly love serving the community because, you know, it is important. People have to look up at you and see that you are a God-fearing woman, so that you are doing something to help the community, because, you know, right now so many things are going on, so I just want to be that light, not in coming out of darkness. Well, let me just read the scripture that I'm going to share with you. Psalms 25:4-5 says, show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Amen. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of salvation. Of these do I wait all day. Amen. So I have to wait on the Lord. But you know, in my scripture, when I came in 2021 was, be still, know that I'm God. That's Psalm 46. I will always keep that in mind. Let us pray. Father, I am so grateful that your thoughts and your ways go far beyond my own. Lord, things in my life seem to be going sometimes not smooth, but God, you have the control. You are in control, Lord. I might think everything is going, think that I'm in control, but you control the future. You control my life. You control everything that I do, Lord. Help me to stay focused on you. Help me to stay connected, Lord. Hallelujah. This is my cry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Today, pray for God's guidance. All of us need to pray for God's guidance right now. Way the world, way that things are happening. I see that we have a new virus. So we have to pray for God's guidance, but it's no surprise to God. As Reverend Holmes would say, no surprise to God. So we have to be understanding that God is, pray for his guidance, and he will lead you in the right direction. Tell me. Psalms, like I said, 25:4-5 said, pray for God's guidance. David was lost, denied in the forest, trouble that first sprout from seed of sin. There appears to be no way to escape fear, destruction. He fumbled himself. The Lord is sought directly from him. Amen? And as I said in 4 says, that God shows you his way. And sometimes we'll take our way. And our way is not always the right way. We have to wait on the Lord. Even though he could not see it, David believed that God has a way for him to survive this crisis. David begged for God to reveal that way to him. We also sometimes, I know, I have it myself, I sometimes think to do it my way, but my way is not the right way, and I've fell short. So we desire to avoid the crisis and troubles. When they invade our lives, we usually seek the way to quickly escape them, but we need to keep our mind that God's way is usually leads us through crisis. Amen? Not around them, not away from them, but trialing through the troubles and trials that confront us. God teaches us most of the valuable lessons of them, a Christian life lesson, Mike. This is the lesson that I teach, obedience. Be obedient. That God said, I have not hidden the secrets of obedience. He has made his expectation clear. Malachi 6 and 8. No, O people, the Lord has already told you what's good. His what is required to do what it is right, to love mercy. That's what you're talking about, love this morning. To walk humble with you, with your God. Be just be obedient. And I work on that. I do. My thing is I think I'm obedient, and I'm doing the right thing, but something comes and throws me off. But I have to stay focused. Hallelujah. Stay focused on God. So there's 10 different Christian lives, and one is faith. Faith in God. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. That's Romans 10 and 17. Luke says 17 and 6 says, even a small amount of faith can do great things. Amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, define faith. It is believe that God will fulfill his promises before we see any proof of evidence of it. Amen. I pray for God's guidance. I pray for God's guidance. I pray that God guide me this morning because, you know, I had another sermon, but things changed. But God said, no, I want you to come and pray for guidance because somebody needed this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody need guidance this morning. Then we go with selfishness. The list goes on and on. Patient, endure, and preserving. The totally depend on him. That means depend on God for everything. Not you doing it yourself, Cynthia. Depend on God for everything. We have to depend on him because he is our guide. He's the light. Because at the time you expect a miracle, you have to listen. You have to see it for yourself. Hallelujah. So we understand that God is, he's real. You have to be faithful. You got to keep faith in it. I have to be faithful. I have courage to move forward. So we have courage. Courage is God does not promise to protect you from problems, but he will give us the courage to face our problems. Amen? Who knows better than anybody? In his script, Jesus encouraged us to inspire his following with these words in John 6 and 13. Courage helps us to help and boldly represent Christ. Acts 4 and 31. Courage helps us to boldly represent Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 19, 20 said, pray for courage. Amen. Pray for courage. I have to pray. We all have to pray for courage to keep moving because God is in the blessing business. Discernment. Faithfulness. This is why we have the 10 steps. And, you know, you can look them up and go by them and just get those and just read them. And as I read in the living water, you got to stay prayed up. Pray for God's guidance means, but not that David pleaded for something more valuable than deliverance from the current crisis and advancement. In seeking God's way, he was seeking God's will for life. Show us also, translate that me, and to know it is a form of often using Hebrew word Yahweh, is Y-A-D-A, which emphasizes knowing personally or intimately knowing and experiencing. Dave also asked God to teach him the path. Teach him the path, meaning to cause to learn. The particular word what training and education. It's not that about us impacting, knowing that it's about teaching us to follow the course of action. From the Hebrew word, from oxen says, it is desire. The oxen says was used to prick the ox OX when trading from the path. Hosea 10:11 says, the word is given. The word is used in describing that he was being taught the way to courage when translating. It's important that we truly understand and seek God and stay focused on God. Stay from God's righteousness path has created Cynthia as a God has teaching us to stay on the right path. God's path has the righteousness and obedience and his word and his holy commandments and sense of David. God uses crisis as the oxygen that plainly will keep him from departing from God's path. Again, he no longer lives under the obedience of the commandments. That's why praying for God guidance, that's why I myself has to pray for God guidance. Yes, they are calling me back to see that I'm going to run again. Yes, I have to make a decision. Yes, I know. I'm not saying I don't know. I just have to hear from God first. The word, I have to hear from God that it is okay because I can't do it. I just have to pray for his guidance, that God leads me and teach me the truth. Hallelujah. That's what I'm saying. And five, David fulfilled his new senseless, and he knew that he would need God's help. And that's what I need God's help to understand why everybody want me to come back, Lord. But I said, I have to walk in the righteousness. Hallelujah. I said, thank you, Jesus, that everybody thinks that way about me, that they see that I had the light, but only 2 years, a year and a half, that they see that I was really sincere in what I was doing. I said, let me pray for God's guidance. Lord, help me to move forward. Hallelujah. We now that I understand this whole thing that God teaches us to tell the truth or be truthful, people see everything for who you are, who you're really doing, what is going on in your life, and that God's guidance is important. That's what I said, God's guidance is important. God walks along with him in life and leading him according to the path of his truth. His word is righteous. His commandment is should ever again, even again, begin screen. God is doing what he needs to do to keep him the path of obedience. Never again did he want to wander into the painful path of sin. David only hoped deliverance was the Lord God has redeemed him and forgiven him, and he alone could save David from self-destruction. Naturally. David promised he would wait on the Lord, hallelujah, to trust in him, both leading him through his crisis and helping him to apprehend the path of righteousness in him. So pray for God's guidance. Anytime you get stuck on anything, pray for God. My thoughts are this thought. I stuck in swarm and constant. David turned to the Lord in both deliverance and the present. He preserved his future, the crisis that he was. Understand the guidance of David. First, David sought the God to lead him through the pasture of his sin has created. We should never think that we are exemplified from the painful of sin, but we must be forgiven. When he disobeyed God, he was a steadfast love for him, but as our loving Father, God often chastises us, allow us to reap the fruit of our sin. He does not want us to be in trouble, but he turns to him and repent. Neither does the forsaken God want us to repent. He wants us to stay focused on him. Don't get so into things like I was really loving what I was doing, but I have to stay back and say, Lord, let me see what's going on here. Well, David, in the second one, David said, I want God to teach me. That's what I want. I want God to teach me to walk in obedience to him and future, to keep me from even straying against God's grace and glory things. His grace, he saved us from forgiving us from our sins as well as our scorn us and how we are living righteousness. Furthermore, God in his grace does use us painfully to process process of chasing, unchain us to walk in obedience. Hebrews 12 and 10, walk in obedience. Jesus taught us to pray for God's leadership in the face of temptation. Matthew 6 and 13, he who lives in the age have been given wonderful gifts. God's Holy Spirit is dwelling in with us and guiding us from God's true faith. If we follow his guide, we will not fulfill desire of our sin nature. That's Romans 8, 1 through 14, Galatians 5:16 to 25. So we want to say, what I'm saying to everybody, pray for God's guidance today. Pray for him, because he will guide you. If all you have to do is just be still and know that he's God, he will bless you. I know for myself, I thank God for what he's done for me. And as for if you live of flesh, he should die. Go through the spirit of the body, we shall live. For many are led by the Spirit of God. They were the Son of God. Romans 8:13. So all I can say to everyone today, pray for God's guidance. Pray for God's guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Pray for God's guidance. Amen, amen. I tell you, I can add a little bit to that. Lay it at Jesus' feet and go to sleep. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because God is faithful. So glad that you have given us that word this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth dwelling within us, O God. We give your name praise, we give your name glory, because it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So we come together, touching and agreeing and believing and trusting all that was shared with us this morning, that if we call on you, you will answer and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. You got us, O God, and we thank you. Thank you for this woman of God who have poured into us this morning, Lord God. We ask that you pour back into her virtues of blessings, Lord, on top of blessings like never before. Lord, bless her going out, her coming in. Bless everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you, Father, for blessing her community, blessing her division, Lord God. Bless her district and everything that concerns us, Lord, concerns her. Father God, we give your name praise for doing it. And we know it's done not by might. It's not by man's power, but it's by the spirit of the true and living God. We thank you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola. We ask that you continue to bless them, keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing their going out and their coming in, protecting them, Father, from all harm and danger. We give your name glory. We give your name praise that they are healed, whole, and complete in you. And with that, Father, we're lifting up others who have been going through health challenges. And right now, we're standing together in agreement that Natasha is healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. Blood clots is a name, and it's got to bow to the name of Jesus. We call on you, God, and we thank you, Father God, for answering us. You told us, come, touch, and agree. And if two will come and touch and agree, you're in the midst. And not only are you in the midst, but you'll answer those things that if we believe and doubt not, we will receive. And we receive it right now that Natasha is healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for healing Jerry Peterson, for Carolyn, healing Carolyn and Jerry and Malik and Zach and Pam, Vincent, Lord God, Natasha and Miss White, Robert, Mother Lucille, all those, Lord God, that may be going through health challenges. We're lifting up our babies, Moses, Maddie, Noah, and big girl Taryn. They're our children too, Lord God, and we're calling them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, touch the bereaved families, the Rice family, the Williams family, Wilson family, the Nix, the Eldridge, Jeanette and family, the Lamb family, Cheyenne and her family, Jerry and Pastor Everett and their families. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you are more than able to comfort them like never before. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for all that you're doing in this season, in this time, in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Well, family, you can share this powerful message with someone, and that replay number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And the morning motivational call is next. It is Presidential Tuesday. That number is 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Rosalind, for allowing God to use you in praise and worship this morning. Awesome worship. Thank you again, Minister Keisha Lee, for tagging this awesome tag with that awesome tag and opening us with that awesome prayer and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord. Thank you again, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for reminding us, pray, God's got us. Love you and appreciate you. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
Good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. I so appreciate and love you to life, Minister Keisha, Minister Rob, and the team. Let me trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do. He will direct your path. Enjoy your day. God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen. Love you all.